on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Taiwan's fire department says at least four people are dead, more than 50 others injured after an earthquake struck the island. The U.S. Geological Survey says it was a magnitude 7.4 quake. BBC News reporter Rupert Wingfield Hayes is in the capital, Taipei.
We've seen pictures of at least two large buildings partially collapsed, leaning over at very precarious angles. But I have to say, given the strength of the shaking, the intensity of the shaking from this very shallow earthquake, it looks at the moment like Hualien and the East Coast has got away reasonably unscathed.
From Texas to West Virginia, 53 million people are under threat tonight from thunderstorms, hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes. Weather Channel's Justin Michaels.
A possible tornado touched down late afternoon in Louisville, Kentucky. The governor of Kentucky declaring a state of emergency. Roofs blown off buildings in Nelson County, leaving debris scattered everywhere. In West Virginia, some ran for cover, escaping the fast-moving storm just in time.
Primary elections were held in four states today, as we hear from CBS News correspondent Matt Piper.
There were options in three states for either uncommitted or uninstructed. And yes, thousands voted that way, with the most in Wisconsin on the Democrat side under President Biden. Uncommitted in Rhode Island and Connecticut was getting a similar share of the Democratic vote as protest campaigns in Minnesota and Michigan, which got 19 and 13% respectively when their primaries were held.
Tugboat pushing a fuel barge was the first vessel to use an alternate channel past the wreckage of Baltimore's collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge late Monday. Crews have opened a second temporary channel on Tuesday, allowing for a limited number of marine traffic. Work is ongoing to open a third channel for larger vessels. There are growing tensions about the police shooting of a 15-year-old girl on the side of a California highway in 2022. CBS's Elise Preston reports.
For months, the only official version was what the San Bernardino County Sheriff said just after the shooting.
Preliminarily, again, there may be some indications that the passenger of the vehicle, which we believe is Savannah, may have been also involved in some of the fire exchange.
The indication was Savannah could have fired at deputies, but this video and audio just released under the California Public Records Act shows she was trying to get to safety while apparently shot by those tasked with trying to save her.
The largest egg producer in the U.S. has found bird flu in chicken at its plants in Texas and Michigan and stopped production at the facility in Texas. Mississippi-based Calmaine Foods destroyed 1.6 million laying hens. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters are approving two new amendments to the state constitution. The first will ban private grants to help local offices run their elections. The second will limit who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That means clerks can no longer apply for, accept, or use private money, and only election officials designated by law can conduct elections. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He campaigned in Green Bay Tuesday.
Republicans must win. We want to landslide. We want it to be too big to rig.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers win on opening day. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers jumped out to an early lead and held on to win 3-2 over the Twins here at American Family Field. Bryce Terang, a pair of hits, including an RBI double. Christian Yelich with another home run. To start the season, was asked, what does it say about having a 4-0 start?
You just want to play well. Yeah, I don't know if it carries any special message or anything, but for us, it's just, you know, what I'd like to see is like us competing the right way. You know, guys working hard, guys competing well on the field, and that translates usually to a lot of wins and good play if you can sustain that. It's day four. You obviously would take a good start over a bad start for sure, but long way to go, and I think we just really got to harp on the the intensity, the way we compete, and guys continue to work.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Wizards in Washington, D.C., 117-113. Milwaukee without Damian Lillard with a groin injury. The Bucks back in town Wednesday night to face the Grizzlies. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter storm warning remains in effect until early afternoon Wednesday. Another 3 to 7 inches of snowfall overnight. Blustery north winds, lows in the lower 30s. Another 1 to 2 inches of snowfall during the day Wednesday. Those blustery winds, highs in the upper 30s. It's 33 at our studios.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
UNICEFUSA.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to Hour 3. Tom Hartman here, along with my peanut gallery. And China's advancing efforts to influence the U.S. election raise alarms. That's the headline in the New York Times yesterday. Tiffany Su and Stephen Lee Myers writing, covert Chinese accounts are masquerading online as American supporters of former President Donald J. Trump, promoting conspiracy theories, stoking domestic divisions, and attacking President Biden ahead of the election in November. Just ask yourself, why is it that foreign countries that try to interfere in our elections never do it on behalf of Democrats? It's because democracies, you know, Democrats are, you know, down with democracy, right? The Democrats are in favor of democracy, and democracies don't interfere in other countries' elections. You're not seeing, you know, France interfere in our election. But autocracies, authoritarian governments, right-wing, hardcore authoritarian governments, they want to make the world safe for authoritarianism, which means that they want America to stop being a democracy and to start being an autocracy, to start being what Viktor Orban calls an illiberal democracy, a nation that has the appearance of a democracy. Yes, Putin will tell you, we hold elections here in Russia, that looks like a democracy, that behave, you know, that pretends to be a democracy, but in fact is not at all a democracy, is merely an oligarchy, an autocracy, a dictatorship. And that's the case in China. I mean, you know, in China there is no dissent. If you dissent against the government, you could get executed, just like in Putin's Russia. And so, of course, Putin and Xi are going to be supporting Donald Trump. But what I find particularly outrageous about this is that because Section 230 of the Telecommunications Act of 1996 says that Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk and their companies have no personal or corporate liability for anything that gets posted on their sites, which is very different, by the way, than the rules for the New York Times. If the New York Times were to publish some of the stuff that shows up on Twitter or Facebook, people could go to jail. There could be huge fines. But because of the Telecommunications Act, the rules are different on the internet. And so because of that, these companies have no incentive to police their own platforms, to clean up what's going on in their own platforms. And it's why Facebook and X are both, you know, they both laid off thousands of people who used to run forums, who used to police the forums or the groups or, you know, whatever they're called, and the general feed itself. And so what's happening is that these social media sites are just sinking deeper and deeper into the swamp of, you know, right-wing hate, particularly hate against Biden, and right-wing love for Donald Trump. The Foundation for the Defense of Democracies identified 170 pages and accounts on Facebook that have also pushed anti-American messages, including pointed attacks on Mr. Biden, they write. You know, all of them coming from China. Now, we know that Russia was doing this back in 2016. In fact, it led to the indictment of 34 Russians for trying to influence our election by spreading lies on social media. That's all on the Mueller report. Well, actually, there were real indictments. I mean, actual indictment. No prosecutions came out of it because it was all Russians over in Russia. And they never, and they, you know, they chose not to go after Donald Trump or his sons who were interacting with the Russians because he was president at the time that the Mueller report came out. And, you know, the DOJ has this policy of you don't go after a sitting president, which is a crazy policy, by the way. It was a policy that was hatched during the Nixon administration during Watergate. It's purely a policy. It's just, you know, it's not law. It's not, it's just, you know, within the Department of Justice, when Richard Nixon was being prosecuted, or there was the possibility that he was going to be prosecuted for Watergate, his Department of Justice, a person answering to John Mitchell, his attorney general, wrote a memo saying, we don't prosecute sitting presidents. We don't even investigate them. We'll wait until after Mr. Nixon leaves office. And then the second time this issue got revisited was when Ken Starr was going after Bill Clinton. And then a Democrat in the Justice Department, or at least the Democratic appointee in the Justice Department, said, oh, we're not going to go after Bill Clinton right now because, you know, for the alleged, lying about his affair with Monica Lewinsky, the perjury. We're not going to go after him because he's a sitting president. I mean, number one, it's a crazy policy, but they didn't. They chose not to go after Trump and his sons, and they should have. And we need to fix Section 230. It needs to be done soon. And by the way, there are Republicans who agree with me on this. Josh Hawley at the top of the list. That this is just wrong. That foreign governments are using unregulated social media, unregulated, by the way, in ways that make its owners into billionaires, to tear apart our democratic republic. In this New York Times article, they go on to say, intelligence assessments show Russia using increasingly subtle influence tactics in the United States to spread its case for isolationism in its war against Ukraine. Mock news sites are targeting Americans with Russian propaganda. Now all we can do basically is say, hey, would you please moderate your platforms? And you know, Musk and Zuckerberg and company say, no. No, we're not going to do that. You know. In February, this is from the New York Times, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence reported that China was expanding its influence campaign to, quote, sow doubts over U.S. leadership, undermine democracy, and extend Beijing's influence in the United States. And that they're using increasingly sophisticated methods to try to influence the American election, quote, to sideline critics of China. And, you know, I mentioned this in the last hour, but I think it's a really important one. China just started this very recently, apparently. And it was very recently, it was just a week or so ago, that this right-wing billionaire, who's a friend of Donald Trump's, who is the largest U.S. investor in ByteDance, the company that owns TikTok, visited Mar-a-Lago and said to Trump, apparently, said to Trump, you need to stop your calling for ByteDance to divest itself of TikTok. It's okay if China owns TikTok. Please don't cause me a loss on my investment. And Donald Trump said, okay, I'll do that, Mr. Billionaire. I'll roll over for you. I'll roll over for China. And Trump came out the next day after that meeting at Mar-a-Lago and said, I'm no longer in favor of ByteDance having to divest itself of TikTok. Really? I mean, isn't this enough for us all to look at and say, you know, there's something really rotten here. Donald Trump is for sale. And China is taking advantage of it. It just blows my mind. Okay, the other alert, you know, this is a Wisdom School alert for you. Over at wisdomschool.com, I published a piece about learned resilience and how that's the key to a good life. I first became aware of this back in the 1980s when I read a study that came out of Kauai, Hawaii. It was started in 1955. It lasted about 20 years. It was a longitudinal study. They followed young people who were born in 1955 or they were children in 1955, born to sugarcane workers on this isolated Hawaiian island. Now, Kauai is a fairly prosperous island now, but in 1955, it was nothing but sugar plantations and shacks for the workers to live in. Widespread poverty, massive levels of child abuse and neglect. And so these children were kind of the bottom of the barrel kids in America at the time. And so these sociologists went in and just tracked them for 20, 30 years. And, you know, how did they grow up? Now, with normal kids in a normal childhood, there is a bell curve distribution of fragility, emotional fragility, and resilience, emotional resilience. And, you know, the bell curve is fairly broad. There's a small number of people who are very fragile, a small number of people who are very resilient, and most people are kind of in between. They've got a little bit of fragility and a little bit of resilience, but, you know, they're kind of in between. Well, what they found with the children from Kauai, these children who had suffered privation and extreme poverty and child abuse, was that predictably more of them were fragile. The middle of the bell curve had become compressed, so there were more fragile ones over on the left side of the bell curve, but there were also more resilient ones on the right side of the bell curve, which was interesting. Geez, abuse can create resilience, which raised the second question, what is the difference between the two? What is it that causes children who are exposed to the exact same circumstance, the exact same stressors, the exact same poverty, the exact same abuse, to become more fragile or more resilient? And it turned out there were four factors. And they really did their work on this. The first was temperament. In other words, you're born to a certain extent with resilience or fragility. The second was what researchers called protective factors in the family. In other words, there was a member of the family who was protecting these children, or at least providing them with some emotional support. The third was protective factors in the community, teachers, pastors, mentors, coaches, who offered positive reinforcement. But perhaps the most important was the stories they told themselves about what was happening to them. Those children who told themselves that they were responsible for the abuse that was visited upon them by adults and others in their community, those children became fragile. And the children who told themselves the story that they were not responsible for the abuse, that the adults who were doing the abuse were responsible for it, they ended up more resilient. Which, you know, just really emphasizes the importance of the stories we tell ourselves. There's an entire field of psychotherapy that has been built out of this. There's actually two of them, narrative psychology and cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, which all have to do with altering the stories we tell ourselves about what's happening to us and making those stories less toxic, less destructive, less likely to produce fragility, and more resilient. Making those stories, you know, stories of conquest, of success, even in times of great adversity. You know, there's the old saying, you know, we can't control what happens to us, but we can always control how we respond to it. And there's more than a grain of truth to that. And this study really, really illustrates this. If you want to see all the details, just go to wisdomschool.com. It's right up at the top of the page. I think you'll find it fascinating. It's 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. It's Talk Media for the Sane Among Us, the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls in just a moment.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Grover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? Let me put you onto something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty in all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court, and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election, and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Helping you win the water cooler wars, Tom Hartman here with you. Paul in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today? Paul? Watching Free Speech TV in Tampa, Florida? Going once? Going twice. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing? Yeah, I agree that it get tough on Israel, but I've seen reports that President Biden's about to approve an $18 billion deal to sell Israel 50 F-15 jet fighters. But I don't know whether it'd be immediately available from, current inventory. They'd have to be built, but that seems to be going against the grain.
Yeah. Yeah, and he just sent some 2,000-pound dumb bombs over there, too. I'm just astonished at how tone-deaf this administration is right now on this issue.
Yeah, because I'm think this is the only issue going to hurt him in November.
It is. It's already hurting him. And you're
and what another?
Go ahead.
If we have time, I see France is going to send Ukraine several dozen armored personnel carriers, right? But next year, they need them now. They're obsolete, sort of obsolescent. They're in storage, but they can send them right now. Next year, a day late and a dollar short. They need them now, not next year.
Yeah, it's like Mike Johnson saying that he'll get around to talking about Ukraine aid in a week and a half. Really?
Yeah, right. Exactly. But, yeah, they need them now when they make a difference on the battlefield.
Yeah. Excellent point, George. Excellent point.
Well, keep up your good work, Tom, and welcome back. And I really enjoy your program.
Thank you, George. And I appreciate your calls. Thank you so much. Carol in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Excuse me. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, it's good to talk to you again. So I wanted to say I have three things. I wanted to do a shout-out to women, if you don't mind, can I?
All women. You shout-out to anybody you want.
So women, I don't know if you know, but in the Constitution we still don't have that women, this sentence, women have the same rights as men.
Right.
And it had passed under Nancy Pelosi when she was Speaker. It had passed the House. But it did not pass the Senate. And I didn't know, women, all women of America, I did not know that this was not in the Constitution, and every woman I talk to does not realize it.
Yeah.
So you might want to be thinking about that when it comes to voting, and think about who was in the Senate at that time, too, as to why that didn't pass. So
yeah,
that's the first thing.
You're talking about the Equal Rights Amendment. Amen.
Yeah, well, the ones, yeah, women have the same, women, no matter what ethnicity, women.
Yep.
Just like that book you were saying there with Justice Ginsburg, she pretty much said the same thing, but a lot of women do not know this. So that's one thing. And then the other thing, Tom, is real short, and then I'll get to my main point. The other thing is we were talking last week about critical thinking. You brought that up as a topic and how to, encourage young people. And this is a crazy idea. You do not have to do it. It's just a suggestion. But you have on Friday, you have Anything Goes Friday. And I just thought it for like a period of time, maybe a half hour or an hour of that day, if you would give it to guardians of children of all ages. You could call it Kinfolk Connection,
okay,
where a child of any age can call in their guardian, their parent, guardian, grandparent, whatever, and they ask you a question. You ask them challenging, give them challenging things to think about and ask their opinion. So I just thought you might want to.
Carol, you should start a podcast doing that. It sounds like a good idea. I got to run. Carol, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news, and we'll be right back with your calls on the other side of this break at the bottom of the hour.
Your hometown from News Talk and Sports Station, Stephen's locally grown News Talk and Sports, 97.5 FM, WFHR Radio, 20 AM.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated, so I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, those superfoods that Dr. Marty used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. And dogs love the flavor. Our dogs just go nuts for it. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here, Lowell in Salem, Oregon. Hey, Lowell, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I wanted to correct you a little bit on your assertion about Julian Assange's arrest and charges. The charges were for the Espionage Act for releasing the Chelsea Manning leaks, not for anything to do with Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
So, and that, those charges were brought under the Bush administration, or the Trump administration. And Obama had kind of, you know, finagled the charges against Julian Assange, but not on those bases because they were afraid of the implications with journalism.
Mm-hmm.
But Trump is not smart enough to understand that and brought the charges anyway.
Okay. Okay. Record corrected, Lowell. Thank you very much. Steve in Northeast Illinois. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I've been listening forever. I wanted to comment about this racism thing.
Mm-hmm.
And early in Joe Biden's presidency or late in his campaign, he was asked point blank if he thought the United States was a racist country. And he said no. Now, he might, maybe he believes that, or maybe he had to say.
Well, he went on to say that there is racism in America, but that we're not. You know, racism is not our default. I mean, I'm not quoting him; I'm paraphrasing. But you know,
I say you can make an argument that not only is United States a racist country, it might be the most racist country.
Well, I'm not sure I would go along with that, but yes, we have been a racist country from our beginning. I mean, you know, slavery and misogyny were built into our Constitution.
Exactly, which you know, I mean, I have very few friends left because of this whole Trump thing and their racism. And I just, you know, it got to the point where, you know, some of my friends would tell these jokes and I would say, listen, I would really appreciate it if you would knock it off because it's making me very uncomfortable. And ever since then, you know, forget it.
Yeah, I know.
You know. Well,
yep.
Thank you. That's all I had to say.
I just, you know, the bottom line, Steve, I think is no American politician can say America is a racist country. It's sort of like saying, you know, I don't like my country or there's something wrong with my country. And that's just, you know, politically unpalatable, unfortunately. I mean, you know, we should be able to speak honestly about what's going on. Obama confronted, you know, those same issues as well. But, you know, your point's well taken. Steve, thank you for the call. John in Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, John, what's up?
Hello, Rich. Hello, Rich. Hey, I got a question about the...
Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine. What's up?
Okay. Got a question about... Well, first, thank you for taking my call. Sorry about that. I got a question about this Russia report. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did Robert Mueller write that report so the public could see it?
Yes, intentionally. And it's still, large parts of it are still redacted, which is nuts.
Okay, do you think enough people could sign petitions if enough people sign a petition that the president would let us see it?
I doubt it, John.
I demand it.
I think the issue has died. I don't think anybody's thinking about the Mueller report any longer. I share your outrage. I would love to read it, but, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's still an issue because, I mean, the same thing is still happening. It's not with Russia. It's with China. So why would we want to go through the same thing again, with a different country?
I agree.
I mean, if he was out there and the Russians own him and it's proof in that report, then, hey, put it out there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just, you know, I'm not seeing a big movement that we could be supportive of to do that. And this is a decision, by the way, that's up to Merrick Garland. I realize that President Biden could have some influence on that. Members of Congress can have some influence on Biden. So it's something that you could mention to your member of Congress. Hey, unredact the Mueller report. It was written by Robert Mueller specifically to be made public. We should do this. John, I don't see it happening any day soon. So we'll see where we go with this. John, thank you for the call. Paul in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, you know, the lady who called in a while ago had it right on target when she mentioned how the Palestinian-Israel conflict started. The Hamas attack last October was just one incident in a long history of tit-for-tat response to unrestrained immigration and colonialist occupation going back to 1948. If the same thing happened to the conservative proto-fascist kooks with their hair on fire about the Mexican immigrants, they'd be forming militia groups that make Hamas look like altar boys. So, the crocodile tears are annoying, to put it mildly, but if there's any silver lining at all to Netanyahu's unrestrained horror show in Gaza, the polls are showing now that the majority of Americans are at long last sick of business as usual when it comes to enabling Israel's extermination of the Palestinians. And as Biden would put it, this is a big effing deal and long overdue. If Biden doesn't get it by now, someone had better send him the memo, because handing the Zionist apartheid regime more and more deadly weapons while trying to pose as a champion of human rights is also bombing in a very big way. And it's exposing him as either a fool of monstrous proportions or simply a monster. And that opinion includes plenty of Jews and even erstwhile apologists for Israel who have also finally had enough.
Yeah. No, I can't disagree with your analysis, Paul. We'll see where it goes. Dave in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Thanks, Tom. Before I get to my topic, I for Marjorie Taylor Greene, Marjorie Toes Greene, because the rock goes from her head to her toes.
Okay.
Renaming the Dulles Airport goes from the number one criminal in our in America to from the number two criminals in our nation's history, the Dulles brothers. They've done more criminal harm and mischief to in throughout the whole world and our government in general, and then our government they name an airport from it, and then each citizen United, and with all the illegal and criminal activity driven by Washington currently, it seems most appropriate to be either the number one criminal named airport or at least the number two of the Dulles Airport. Thank you.
I get it, Dave. Thank you very much. Excellent point. Thank you. Cindy in Houston, Texas. Hey, Cindy, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Okay. Hey, Neil, there's just so much I wish I could talk about, so I have to put what's on my heart today. And one of the things that, as an American in the United States of America, it really hurts with what's going on with the Palestinian people. I know with Bernie Sanders got a lot of the young, he got so many young people out there excited and interested in making a difference for our country. And a lot of these young people that I do talk to, one of the problems that they're having is they're wide awake, they understand what's going on, and it hurts them to go down and to vote for Biden. For them, they feel like, I can't do that. How can I go and vote for a man that is selling weapons and doing all this to all these children and the families and Palestinian, right?
Yeah, I get
well,
that.
Well, the
and
thing
that,
is...
That is going to be a single issue for some people. I do believe that this is going to be resolved before the election. But finish your thoughts, Cindy.
Tom, so the thing is, I really hope that it is, but it really does hurt me. The thing is, people talk about God, right? And it hurts me to think God is not sitting there smiling down. Jesus is not smiling down on killing the Palestinians. For some reason, Israel thinks because they're supposed to be what's considered the chosen people that they can just go do anything that they want and they have that right. I disagree. That is not God sitting there and saying, oh, okay, so you are a Jew. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, because, I don't think anybody's asserting that, Cindy. That's basically an anti-Semitic trope.
Exactly, Tom. Thank you so much.
I'm accusing you of using an anti-Semitic trope.
No, but some people that I talk to, some people that I know that are considered, what they consider religious, that's what they say to me.
Wow.
That's what they say to me.
That's just wrong.
And that's what hurts me.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Exactly. So it's not me saying that. No, I'm quite the opposite. But I know those out there that feel that way, and that scares me.
Yeah,
thank you, Tom.
Okay, thank you, Cindy. 45 minutes past the hour. Wow. A lot of cross currents here. We'll continue the conversation on the other side of this break. Stay with us. It's 1:45.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, Mr. Netanyahu would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Clover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1420 AM.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Taiwan's strongest earthquake in a quarter century rocked the island Wednesday morning. BBC reporter Wingfield Hayes is checking for major damage in Taipei.
It's still early hours after the quake, but it does look like, you know, major buildings and major urban infrastructure has survived the quake.
Taiwan's National Fire Agency says 4 people died. Severe weather across much of the eastern U.S. Tuesday caused tornado watches in a path from Ohio to Mississippi, floods possible in the Northeast. The Weather Channel Justin Michaels.
School districts here in Kentucky and also in Ohio let out early out of an abundance of caution, making sure kids in school buses weren't on the road during severe weather.
CBS News correspondent Matt Piper tells us primary elections were held in Wisconsin, Connecticut, New York, and Rhode Island today.
Voter turnout may wind up being quite low, since each presumptive nominee has essentially clinched their nomination.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters are approving 2 new amendments to the state constitution. The first will ban private grants to help local offices run their elections. The second will limit who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That means clerks can no longer apply for, accept, or use private money, and only election officials designated by law can conduct elections. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He campaigned in Green Bay Tuesday.
Republicans must win. We want to landslide. We want it to be too big to rig.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, winter storm warning remains in effect until early afternoon Wednesday. Another 3 to 7 inches of snowfall overnight, blustery north winds, lows in the lower 30s. Another 1 to 2 inches of snowfall during the day Wednesday, those blustery winds, highs in the upper 30s. It's 33 at our studios.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
A skunk farm. I don't know.
It's an honor to talk to you. It was an honor to go vote in the Wisconsin primary today for Joe Biden.
Good on you, Joe.
I love your show.
Okay, great. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
You betcha.
Scott in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Oh, Tom, I wanted to call you about the bombing that Israel has done to the embassy over there. I think it was in Syria. And I'm wondering, why is Netanyahu doing that all of a sudden? Because it looks to me like we're going to be dragging in the Iranians into this whole mess over there.
Yep.
And I'm wondering who's pushing Biden to keep sending these weapons to keep us all stirred up as Americans, you know, about.
Yeah.
I voted Democrat since 72, like your other caller, you know, mentioned. And I've never felt this at ease and wondering when the hell the lid's going to blow off of it.
Yeah.
So that caught my eye.
With regard to Biden, sending more weapons to Israel, I don't know what the hell's going on inside the Biden administration. There's something very, very wrong there. With regard to Israel bombing the Iranian, was it an embassy or a consulate or just a building, whatever it was, killing a couple of Iranian generals in Syria. I think that their point is that Iran has been supporting Hamas up to this point and arming Hamas. And, it's turnabout is fair play. It's also entirely possible that Netanyahu simply thinks that this sort of an attack will build his street cred with the average Israeli and help him get reelected should the opposition succeed in calling for elections. But I don't know. I pay attention to Israeli politics, but I'm no scholar of them. So I just can't really say.
I'll watch your program steadily here and see what you pick up info on.
I'll keep you up to date, Scott. Thank you very much for the call. Nice to hear from you. John in Logden, Oregon. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I just thought I'd tell you I'm a little out of breath. I had a really successful demonstration yesterday out on the corner of Highway 20 and 101 in Newport.
Okay, tell me about it.
I was just holding a simple sign that said, "Obey Trump," with an exclamation mark.
Obey Trump?
Obey Trump.
Oh, interesting.
On the backside, it said April Fools. I had people hopping.
I can imagine. I can imagine. So you were having fun out there, huh?
Yeah. I've been demonstrating by myself for about 25 years now.
Wow, good on you.
I had my first one in Montana.
Uh-huh.
But this one went really well.
That's great. That's
I just live too far away to burn the gas to go demonstrate with other people a lot of times.
Yeah.
If I was in town, I might join somebody else's demonstration, but as it is, you might see me on the side of Highway 20 close to home.
Okay, John. John, thanks for the heads up, and good on you. That's amazing. Thank you. Silvio in Massapequa, New York. Hey, Silvio. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
How you doing, Tom?
Good.
It's been a while. Anyway, just an observation I have about the war in Gaza. It seems that Netanyahu is one by one getting rid of any organization that could act as a witness to what is actually going on.
He's killed a lot of journalists.
He kicked out Al Jazeera.
Did he succeed in doing that? I know he was trying.
Right. Well, he's also got rid of the UN Refugee and Works Administration, UNRWA.
Yep.
Doctors Without Borders. Now he went after the Central Kitchen.
Yep.
And basically, we give them a free hand, or at least for the IDF to have a free hand and do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And that's not a good thing.
No, I agree. I agree. There needs to be accountability.
And the motivation is, I don't know if people are aware of this, but Netanyahu is an anti-Arab bigot. His father, Benzion Netanyahu, was a notorious anti-Arab bigot who favored the expulsion of any Arab from any territory that Israel had.
Yeah.
So I think that's a factor in this thing, too.
It's a huge factor, and it's something it's a sentiment that's widely held across the Israeli right, or at least the hard right in Israel. They just want to push Palestinians out altogether, get them out of the area, you know, dump them on Jordan or something, you know, send them someplace else, and seize all that land. And then you get these, you know, crackpots like the guy here in America who went over to the congressman who went over to Uganda and said, yes, kill the gays. And now he's saying, let's nuke Gaza, right? We should just do like Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I mean, it's crazy. Silvio, thank you for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. We got big stakes coming up this fall, huge stakes, a major election, a lot going on. We need to pay attention to it. We need to be spreading the word. So get out there, get active, tag your it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.